Hey, everybody. Drew Remenda here. You're listening to another podcast from Teal Town, USA.
Oh, what it is, everybody. Good evening. Hope you enjoyed your Sunday evening. Way to finish off the weekend, shall we? March 3rd, and the Sharks are victorious over the Chicago Blackhawks. When was the last time Chicago won at the Tank? I don't know, but welcome into the show, Teal Town USA. After dark is what it is. As always, do us a favor. Hit that subscribe button down just below the beautiful graphic you're looking at right now. And help us out. Follow us on Twitter, on Instagram. Jump into the YouTube chat, if you will. This is Teal Town USA After Dark, going live after every single Sharks game. So let's get into it, everybody. How you doing? How's it going? Seemed like a good one tonight, right? Am I right? Yes, I am. You knew that I was. It was a very sweet night. How sweet it was with Carlson, Heed, Sorensen picking up the top three stars tonight. It was a good one. You got to admit. So let's get into this one. Of course, we have choppy ice because, you know, it rains sometime in San Jose. So it is what it is. And even with Brent Burns dealing with a little bit of an illness, fighting the flu, I don't know. I can't imagine he picked up a bout of the post-trade flu, but it does happen from time to time. Maybe it's something picked up from Nyquist. Who knows? No EK65 or EK9 in this one, of course. Both being out, I expect EK65 probably going to, let's see here. We got another two home games before. Yeah, maybe we see EK65. I want to say what? 14th versus Florida, maybe? Who knows? Who knows? So let's get into this one. Not the best start. I got to be honest, not the best start. No shots on goal the first 8 minutes. Both teams kind of feeling each other out, as it were. Now, remember, Chicago lost in L.A. last night. So they're on the end of back-to-back nights with travel. That's, not the easiest thing to deal with. So we get into it, and at 8:16, Donskoy trips Forsling, and Chicago, they had one dangerous chance. Now, that is the one thing that, even though Chicago is on the outside looking in, they do have a pretty dangerous power play, but the Sharks were able to maintain. Now, granted, not a lot of opportunities handed out tonight, especially for the Sharks, but the Sharks did hold Chicago on all three of their power play opportunities. You got to appreciate that, kids, especially when there's only, like, what, 16 games left. Well, now 15 games left in the season. You got to like that. 4 minutes later, Hurdle would go five hole from Heed. Tim Heed. Can we just talk about Tim Heed for a moment, man? The kid is looking better and better and better each game. You know, the Erik Karlsson injury kind of, you know, given Heed this opportunity, and I like what I see from him more and more. Like to see him get a little more time. Got to be honest. It's going to be interesting when EK65 does come back. If any defenseman on that side, if they struggle, you know, I don't know. I likes me some Heed is what I'm saying. But yeah, Hurdle would go five hole. Great shot. Just, I mean, Hurdle, and it was said by Shalana and Kurz on Twitter's, Hurdle having himself a game. The kid is having himself a season. Let's be honest. I mean, obviously it's going to be overshadowed by what Joe Pavelski is doing, but Hurdle, come on now. 29th tonight. I mean, he's got to hit his 30th goal within the next three games, right? Come on now. But Chicago would finish off the first period strong. Some nice puck passing and nice movement. There's a couple times they had a little fumble there. They had a nice three-on-one at one point, and I'm surprised that, you know, just I bet you that choppy ice probably came into a little bit of effect there. I'm just letting you know. And let me finish this off, and then we'll get to your questions after the first period here. At 19:32, Strome from a two-on-one. That's the one that Jones kind of failed on. I mean, it all started with the LeBanc turnover, but that's the one that I want to see Jones get when the playoffs are here. It's a two-on-one. The Sharks took that pass away. You'd play the shooter. I feel like Jones could have played that better. And after one, Chicago 11 shots on goal, San Jose 7. As for your question about Kayla, I don't know where she is. I think she's on assignment right now. I'm not sure. Kayla. I don't know. We'll see what happens. We'll see if she returns. But as much as I can say about Hurdle tonight, I think you also have to give huge stick taps to the bottom six, or what Hetty calls the second six. And Laurel is out of here because there is no Kayla. All right. I will let her know. So the bottom six, second six, whatever you want to call it, the bottom pair. I mean, Dylan and Braun and Heed all had strong games tonight. All the low guys came to play. I mean, Haley, Melker, I'm going to be the first to admit, Melker made a couple of questionable passing choices today. But, you know, I think you can forgive a guy when he does that, when he, you know, pots to, even though one was empty net. I'll forgive you for that. But you got to give it up for that fourth line. All of them playing well tonight. Like I said, Haley, Melker, Goody, all of them getting on the score sheet tonight. So good on them. We move to the second, and a minute 38 in, you start to notice that, look at that. During the intermission, PDB was able to find the line blender that somebody obviously hid. So once that happens, Nyquist moves to the Couture-Pavelski line, Meyer to Hurdle and Donskoy, LeBanc with Jumbo and Sorensen. And once that happens, booyah, Timo scores, you know, Hurdle impacts everybody. So 138 in, beautiful. And Hurdle this close to, boy, if he just almost gets that stick on it, I'm telling you, Hurdle very close. But good job getting in front of Cam Ward, who was not able to Cam Ward this bitch this evening. It's not often you see that, but again, not able to happen. There you go. looking at some of your comments here. Oh, boy. 6 minutes. The fourth line really at that point had, I think, come across their third solid scoring chance. So you know when the fourth line is getting though that many shots off. Again, you can't get two nets. This is Chicago. They're not your dad's Chicago, all right? This is not the Chicago from a decade ago. All that winning has taken a toll. Bastards. But anyway, 40 seconds later, Gustafson would go through traffic versus the Pavelski line. Oh, that's the one that, you know, you can't fault Jones for that. That puck had to, like, see its way through four different guys up high over Jones's right shoulder. What are you going to do? I mean, again, it's one of those things. Every goalie is going to let some of those in. And tonight, there you go. But Sharks did finish this one well. Like I said earlier, where Chicago finished the first period well, Sharks finished the second period well, got some really good looks in the final 4 minutes. Easily could have went to the locker room, the dressing room, whatever you want to call it, being up 4-2 at that point. Shots on goal after two, 14 for San Jose, 12 for Chicago. So you can see it, the ice kind of tilting in San Jose's direction at that point. And we start the third, and Sorensen on a fantastic pass. Sorensen, Jumbo and Donskoy get kind of caught up with one of the Blackhawks in the corner, and no one notices Sorensen jump on, who sneaks into the slot. Of course, Jumbo notices him. Boom. Sorensen puts it behind Ward to give the Sharks a 3-2 lead. Then at 8:16 of the third, Melkman would get a piece of a burn slapper. And you got to credit Michael Haley on this one, who kept that puck in, got it over to Burns. So that, again, just really solid effort. It felt like up and down tonight, everybody contributing, even though it wasn't like a total Oprah game, a lot of people contributing. So Melker would get that one. And then at 16:52, Chicago would say, okay, we're going to pull Cam Ward because he has been unable up until that point to Cam Ward this bitch. So they yanked him. And just a minute later, less than 40 seconds later, Melker would get an empty netter from Goody and Haley. And there is your wrap, people. Have a good night. I hope you enjoyed your weekend. And we will see you all after Montreal. You know I'm kidding, right? We got to go a little bit deeper. Stick tap to Bob Fitzgerald from KNBR, who wore a Blackhawks shirt to this game. Way to ingratiate yourself to the fan base. Just saying. You know, it's not as if local sports stations don't ignore San Jose enough, but then when you're a host of one of those stations, you're going to show up in a Hawks jersey, probably the only game you've gone to this entire season, and you're going to rep a Hawks. And you wonder why Sharks fans, for the most part, detest local sports radio. You know, you keep giving us reasons, guys. You keep giving us reasons. So let's get into the other numbers for this one. Shots on goal, 34 for the Sharks, 30 for the Blackhawks. Face-off percentage, almost dead even, 51 to 49 in favor of the Sharks. Again, power play, Sharks were perfect 3-for-3 on the kill, 0-for-1 on the power play, but did have some solid looks. Penalty minutes were fine with the exception of Hurdle taking a high stick off of a face-off. That doesn't get called, and then about, 5 seconds later, he gets a little bit of a high stick on Murphy. It hits his shoulder area. Murphy lifts it up into his head, and somehow Hurdle gets a called for a high stick. Yeah, that was fun. Sharks out hitting the Blackhawks 15-9. You don't see that very often. But then again, you know, Sharks held possession for a decent amount of time, so that discrepancy is a little odd to me. Sharks blocked 16-11 for the Blackhawks. Giveaways, unfortunately, the Sharks lead this category as well, 14-9. And then we get into the deeper numbers. Oh, so deep. Let's see. Who do we call out tonight? Well, there's only a couple of guys that are minus. Nyquist, Couture, Šimek, and Burns. All of them. You know what? Trade them tomorrow. They're going to get minuses for Pete's sake. You know I'm kidding. Stop it. Stop adding me already. Donskoy with two helpers. Haley with two helpers. And Tim Heed with two helpers. And let's hear it from Martin Jones, who cracks the 900 save percentage for the first time in his last 6 games. So that's a good one. Coming into this one, I believe his save percentage was around 863 over the last 5. So nice to see him have a bit of a bounce back. We'll see what he can do versus Montreal and versus a up-and-coming St. Louis game. That game against St. Louis next Saturday is going to be really good. I don't know if you're paying attention to Jordan Binnington, but damn. I don't know where this kid's been hiding, but next Saturday is going to be pretty tight. Oh, by the way, did you know it's Teal Town US Day at the Tank next Saturday, March 9th? That's right. 2 tickets for the Sharks, or I shouldn't say 2. Well, I mean, if you're 2 people, then yeah, you would have 2 tickets. But yeah, we're going to be watching the Sharks game at 1 o'clock versus St. Louis, the Cuda game at 6 o'clock versus, I want to say, Bakersfield. And in between, we're going to be doing what I'm doing right now. We're going to be doing this live at the Tank. So if you got in on that, thank you very much. We appreciate it. We will see you there. You know, we meet up at the kiosk, Sharks Foundation kiosk. Probably hit there before the game near section 118. I myself might be at a local watering hole prior to the game. And you know what? We have a friend on the show. Goes by the handle at Generation X-Wing. This is how nice this guy is. He doesn't live anywhere near here, but he's a supporter of the show. And you know what he did? He bought a pair of tickets for the Sharks game, a pair of tickets for the Cuda game that's part of this whole group. And we're going to be giving those away. So keep an eye out. Follow us on Twitter. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. We will be giving away those tickets within the next 24 hours. So if you haven't gotten in on this and you'd like to, boom, boom. Also, if I remember correctly, our friend, I want to say, is it Dave B. Pilot? Dave B. Pilot also got in on this, but unfortunately, he cannot make it. So let's look this up here. I'm hoping I'm getting that right. I'm going to feel real bad if people start hitting him up. But yes, Dave cannot make it. So at Dave B. Pilot, if you're interested in going, hit him up for his tickets. I don't know if he's giving them away. I don't know if he's just trying to get his money back from what he paid, but it is on March 9th, next Saturday, starts at 1 o'clock. You know, doors going to open at 11:45. So hit up at Dave B. Pilot. He has tickets for the CUDA, tickets for the Sharks. So hit him up, but we will be giving away a pair of tickets for both of those games in the next 24 hours. Not sure if the Pucknologist broadcast might have something to do with it, but we'll see what happens. There will be some day drinking. There'll be a little AM drinking that day next week, March 9th. The other thing is, I know some of you in the chat are going to this Teal Town USA Day at the Tank. You're going to have to meet up with us, and I'll put this out on Twitter. I'll try to get the word out. I should definitely be able to get the word out when we're all sitting together during the first period. But you will need a wristband that I will be providing. So hunt me down on March 9th. You will need a wristband to get into the After Dark show thing in the undisclosed location. I know where it is, but you don't. So anyway, that's the deal for Teal Town USA Day, March 9th next week versus St. Louis versus the Condors. VIP wristbands, baby. So we will see you guys there again. If you're local and you don't have tickets for this event, we're giving away a pair for each game and wristbands for the show. So there you go. Follow us on Twitter. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. That's where, how you're going to get hooked up. So getting into the numbers on this one. Low man on the totem pole, as expected, Michael Haley. Making the most of less than 10 minutes, playing 9:57 a night, yet, hey, 2 assists plus two penalty minutes, 2 shots on goal, 3 hits. I mean, making the most of 9 minutes, 57 seconds, people. I'm just saying, good job, buddy. Leader, of course, in ice time, the one you'd expect, Justin Braun. Of course, no, you're not expecting that. You're going, well, wait a minute, wouldn't that be Burns? No, he came in like 37 seconds short, 23:20. And then Dilly Dilly playing 22 and a half tonight. Good on him. Pretty balanced tonight. Little shocked that Vlasic only saw 17 and a half, but that's fine. Šimek at 16:15. Tim Heed, again, 15:41 tonight, but most time on the power play from any defenseman at a minute 20. So, Timmy, keep doing what it is you are doing, dude. Timmy Heed, this one's for you.
Way to keep doing whatever it is you're doing.
Absolutely. So, yeah, there's your leaders tonight. Hurdle, the one bad thing you can say about him is his faceoff percentage was 36% tonight. Wow. You know, if that's the worst thing you can say, I'm just saying. Oh, for those of you who, yeah, I love it. Andy, man. We're like, I don't know, 20 minutes, 25 minutes into this, and he goes, wait, AJ is solo tonight? It's that kind of awareness that I look forward to. I'm just messing with you. Whole Foods is just down the street from where I'm staying. I'll be there. There you go. That's where I'm going to be, kids. I'm going to be Floodcraft Brewery at the top of Whole Foods. See you then. Just saying. AJ Bruce, I don't get it. What is, oh crap. Okay, I get what that was, and that's not funny, man. I get that reference. Not funny. Oh, wait a minute. I can pull off AJ Bruce. Watch this. Was that a pregnant enough pause? I'm kidding. I'm just like, you know, everybody's got their shtick. It's all good. I got no problem with it. Hurdle get kicked out of the circle more often than any other shark. Well, yeah, because he's a big cheater, right? No, who was it that got that was, wasn't it Couture bitching about, was it Crosby during the playoffs? Crosby was cheating. There was something like that. I remember somebody was screaming about being a cheater in the faceoff circle. Oh, yes, yeah, sandbox. Oh, let's go full sandbox. Oh, really? It's not like we don't have a target. It's not like we don't have someone to put in the sandbox. And you know this, man. You are trying to stir the pot intentionally, man. I'm just saying. Thornton used to get kicked out a lot. Then I think, I don't know, the beard got in his way. The Pavelski, you weasel. Couture was complaining about Crosby cheating in the dot during the cup final. Yep. And Chris pointing it out. Best face-off guys all cheat. Hey, if you ain't cheating, you know, you ain't playing. Any other questions in the chat before I wrap this up? Again, just a solo show tonight. I don't know. Let me see. Rocket was asleep. Puck guy was at the game. Chris is traveling. And I'm sure there's some part of Landy that hurts right now. It seems like it's always something, man. He's working on a new man bun. That's why Landy can't make it today. You know, my typical, just a little ballast point, grapefruit sculpting. I'm finishing off the what's left, and then I'm moving on to like Russian River. I'm a little fed up with the sculpting, to be honest with you. I've had enough. Meet up to get the wristbands, or is it purchase tickets through you? You purchase the tickets through me, but at the game, I will give you the wristbands. That's how it works. But like I said, Dave B. Pilot has at least one ticket. I can't remember if he bought one or two, but he has at least one ticket for each game that he's looking to get rid of. Again, reach out to him directly. I don't know if he's giving them away or if he's just wants to get what he paid for them. As for the free giveaways or the free tickets, again, I'm going to be giving away a pair of tickets for both games, for both days. That comes with the VIP wristbands to get into After Dark. That'll be happening in the next 24 hours. And the way you find out about that, follow us on Twitter. Keep an eye on our Twitter. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. You will hear about it. Let me see. So, okay, we have tickets already, so we cannot sit in. Unfortunately, Steve, yeah, for this one, you had to buy through us. But, hey, we can all hang out during, you know, first intermission, section 118, like we always do. Not a problem at the Sharks Foundation kiosk. It's what we do. We got to, because we got to take a photo, right? Just saying. Did I find more? What? No more tickets. Oh, again. Yeah. Laurel. It's just Gen X bought a pair specifically for us to give away. So, oh, that's right. That's right. How dare I? I always forget to do, you know, to go just a little bit further, kids. I can't even imagine that I almost forgot about this.
Have the goddamn common courtesy to give him a reach around.
So let's reach around the league, everybody. Oh, my Lord. The Capitals over the Rangers in a shootout, 3-2. Now, I don't know if you saw this. I don't know if you saw this game. It was a national game on NBC. Loudmouth Emmerich doing his best. And it comes down to a shootout. And it goes four rounds. But I believe both the Rangers and Capitals both potted two out of their first three tries. Then it comes down to Ovechkin. If he scores, the Capitals win. And he comes in. And what's the Rangers guy? I can't even pronounce his name. Georgiev. I already forgot his name. Anyway, it wasn't Lundqvist. Okay, it wasn't King Henrik that would have ever done this. Dude, as Ovechkin gets, I don't know what, 5 feet. Dude just hugs his stick, and the officials get together, talk about for a second, and like you couldn't even tell what they had decided. They're just like, oh, okay, so yeah, that was no go. Okay, go to the next shooter. And then Toronto mysteriously calls and says, yeah, hey, dumbasses, that's an automatic goal. You got to count that. Be nice if the guys in Toronto stayed up when the Sharks were playing. That'd be nice, wouldn't it? Anyway, there you go. A 3-2 victory for the Capitals. That was very fun. On the aisle, the Flyers beat the Islanders 4-1. Elliott picking up the win. Leonard picking up the loss. No Sharks or former Sharks of note in that one. Let's see. In Vegas, the damn Golden Knights shut out the Canucks 3-0. Fleury, I believe, is what is that, like back-to-back shutouts for him? But former Shark Ryan Carpenter does pick up the second goal of this game. Markstrom picking up the loss. Boy, you got to feel for Markstrom, man. Just one day is great. One day it's just. And holy crap. Breaking news, everybody. The Ducks have won a game, if you can believe it. 2-1 over the Avalanche in Anaheim. Gibson getting the win in this. Silfverberg, you know, now that that new contract is, boom, rubber stamped by the NHL. Of course, he opens up the scoring for Anaheim. Down in Florida, South Beach, Sunrise, I don't care, Miami, it's all the same thing. It's the part of Florida that also doesn't know how to vote. The Senators, 3-2 over the Panthers. Nilsson picks up the win. Bobby Lou gets the loss in that one. Rudolph Balcers gets the game winner in this one. Former Barracuda, Sharks prospect, gets the game winner on the power play for Ottawa. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Ottawa has won a game. In Columbus, Jets are victorious over the Blue Jackets. I heard Tortorella was a wee bit pissed off after this one. Hella Buck gets the victory while Bobrovsky, I'm not doing it like Puck Guy. Sorry, not going to happen. Bob takes the loss. Blake Wheeler in this. Scoring the Joe Thornton rooster trick. Not even kidding you. Wheeler scored 4 natural goals in this one. Boom, 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 boom. All of them even strength. Hey, now, if only that could have been Joe. What does Wheeler stroke? I mean, it was in Columbus. Does he stroke the cannon? Huh? I'm just saying. Anyway. You know, it's bad when I don't have anybody here to, like, play off of. So the Predators beat the Wild, and the sad thing was the Wild, like, if I remember correctly, I think the Wild were, like, leading this game 2-0 at one point. So sad to see the Predators come back and win this in a shootout. Oh, listen to you. Boo. Bonino and Forsberg get it for the Predators. Saros picking up the victory. Former Shark. You know him, you love him. Alex Stalock, unfortunately, picks up the loss. Also, former Shark Eric Fair would score the first goal for Minnesota in this one. And finally, Sharks 5, Blackhawks 2. So there you go. There you go. And if the playoffs started today, you know where we're at. Calgary at 89 points. San Jose, 86 points. So San Jose, 3 points back right now with 15 left to go. Remember, Calgary does have a game on hand. So the Sharks need to do a little bit of hustling, kids, a little bit of hustling. And remember, the Sharks play Calgary at the end of this month. How huge could that game potentially be? I'm just saying. When you get this 3-point thing. The Sharks have a 9-point lead on Vegas. And the Sharks have a game in hand on Vegas. So that's, you know, again.
Way to keep doing whatever it is you're doing.
Just keep rolling. Stay ahead of Vegas. At the very least, if you end up having to play Vegas, which of course we don't want to see. We want to see the Sharks win the division. If you have to play Vegas, at least have home ice. That's all I'm saying. Conversely, in the Central, Winnipeg and Nashville still battling it out. For first in the Central. However, Winnipeg leads by a point and has 3 games in hand. So, and unfortunately, I don't know how many more times Winnipeg and Nashville play between now and the end of the season. And then St. Louis coming right along at 74. However, St. Louis has lost their last 2 games. I wonder what happened to Bennington. Vegas has won their last 4. Now, in the wild card spot, you got Minnesota and Dallas both tied with 71 points, but Arizona and Colorado making it interesting with 69 and 68 points, respectively. Colorado, though, lost their last 2. Arizona on a 6-game win streak, which I can only tell you makes Hockey Jerk want to score 4 goals, if you know what I mean. I think you can kind of figure that out for yourself. So there you go. I think that's pretty much anybody give a damn about the East. I know I don't until the playoffs start, but Washington 2 points ahead of the Islanders and 5 points ahead of Carolina in the Metro. Tampa, of course, killing it with 104 points behind them. Boston at 87, Toronto at 84. Funny how the third team in the Atlantic has more points than the first team in the Metro. I always like how that works out. Pittsburgh and Montreal battling it out for the wild card. Columbus on their heels, 2 points behind. Philadelphia trying to make something interesting, 5 points out of a wild card. So there you go. AJ Solo might be my favorite after dark. Wow. Well, hey, now that deserves... Swiss girl, this one's for you. I appreciate that. So I think with that, let me see. We wrapped it around. We reached it around. We did things around that perhaps we should not have. But we covered the standings. We covered the around the scoreboard. We covered the numbers. I think we covered it all. Didn't even get his ass up and get my cat. You know, what can I do? Do I have to play some music and go get her? Is that what it is? Is that do you mind? Does anybody mind if I like take 20 seconds and go get her? Is that cool? Yes? No? Maybe so? I'll throw you one. Where's my background music? I need background music if I'm going to go do this. Okay. All right, everybody. Look at that. $5 of the solo AJ. That's so cool. Ah, oh man. The other guys are going to be so pissed. I'm not even kidding you, everybody. I could literally hear Rocket in the other room, see the $5 and go, oh. So, all right. Let me throw in some tunes for a second. Oh, wait, no. Rocket is helping me out, everybody. Bring in the cat. We need a death. No, we don't need any of that. We don't need any of that. I always thought it would have been funny if we hadn't told anybody that Rocket came back to California. And I thought it would have been really funny if we were doing this and I'm here and Rocket's there and it's like acting like she's still in Nashville. And then I turn around and I'm like, you know, I got to, step out and get a beer for a second. I'll be right back. And then like just walk in behind her and freak everybody the hell out. I thought that would have been funny. Oh, the K is here. The K is here. Oh man. She already looks pissed off. She already looks, but she's like, I was sleeping. You people. Yes. You have your own fan club, K. I'm sorry to, so you can't. You have to make an appearance. You can't be that way. I hate to break it to you, babe. Into the spot you go. Into the spot. There we go. There we go. Yep. She's all... Oh, pff, claws are out. Please. She would never... We have an understanding, let me tell you. Yes. Quite the diva. Quite the diva. Look up. Oh, see? We got to get comfortable. She's like, what new fresh hell is this? I was very comfortable where I was until I was picked up, and now I'm pissed. Look at her go. Uh-oh. She looks like she's looking around going, okay, this is great and all, but I was more comfortable somewhere else. She said, let's see. If I, $2 for no short house. I'm not even lying to you, dude. Eric is right now, I'm not even kidding you, dude. He is somewhere in San Ramon right now going up 680, and he's seeing that going. Hey, and now that we talk about that, let's see here. We only play the Canucks one more time this season, so there you go. And we know they're not coming to the playoffs. Oh, my God. Could you imagine a playoff series between the Canucks and Puck Guy doing every show? Oh, my God. You would hear this a lot. A lot. So, anything else? Anything else before we wrap this up? Any other questions? Any other comments? Anything cool on the chat? Again, while you guys work that out, I still got to mention to everybody, for the 49 people of you watching, we appreciate it. Do us a favor. Hit subscribe down below if you're new here. We go live after every single Sharks game. Follow us on Twitter at TealTownUSA. You can find everything on the website, TealTownUSA.com. Again, TealTownUSA Day, March 9th at the Tank next Saturday. St. Louis game at 1 o'clock. Barracuda. Hey now, any man for no short house and the solo AJ $5. Thank you for that $5. I hope I made you holla. We got Barracuda at 6 o'clock and a little bit of this, but probably with some more people. That's what I'm saying. Next Saturday. And again, over the next 24 hours, follow us on Twitter, follow us on YouTube, hit that subscribe button. We're going to be giving away a pair of tickets for the Sharks game, pair of tickets for the Cuda game, and those VIP passes to come in and hang out with us while we do this live. Sound good? I think it sounds good.
Way to keep doing whatever it is you're doing.
There you go. Amanda, Puck Guy just said, because of the $2 donation, he's doing Short House all day Saturday. I have no problem with him doing that at the tank because I don't have to be around him at all. I'm just kidding. Sort of. Anyway, so yeah, do us a favor at Teal10USA on the Twitter, also Instagram, doing a lot of stuff on Instagram. And the great thing is Rocket is back in California, which means she's putting stuff on Instagram from Sharks practices again. Puck Guy was out there this week, threw up some stuff. So check out our Instagram, Teal10USA. Oh, $5 from Laurel. This is where she belongs. Sorry to have uprooted her, but I need to see your sweet face tonight. Been a bad day. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, Laurel, but there she is just for you. Look at her.
Kayla.
There it is. Oh, she's awake. She doesn't know what's going on. We can also punch his shoulder every time Puck Guy does it. The benefits of being in person. Absolutely. At least the Short House is better than the Woosters at the... Oh, my God. Can we not with the Woo? Can we... In fact, you know what? Let's make sure we do that. When we're at the Sharks game next Saturday against the Blues, if we happen to get the lead in that game, which tends to be when the idiots come out of the woodwork and start the Woo chanting, can we just like make a concerted effort? As soon as we start to hear it, just start, let's go Sharks, or, you know, let's go Sharks. So, some sort of chant, not, you know, shut the F up, which would be, I think, what a lot of people want to say, but, you know, we'll have to do something like that. I'm so tired of the Woo. I almost saw like 3 fights on Friday night at the Colorado game of idiots that wouldn't stop wooing. And the people in front of them were like, dude, do it again. You're going to get punched. And it's just like, man, I don't want to see that happen, but it's just like, dude, they need to like come up with a Woo section and just put them all there or something. So god awful annoying. I'm hearing the Woo on the Giants spring training games. What the hell is wrong with people? What started this whole thing? Like, God, it's league wide now. Yeah, I'm hearing it more and more games. It's so annoying. It's like, that's the best you can do is you want to be like other. Like I first heard it with like Vegas and there was some other team. I can't remember who it was, but I was like, man, what a bunch of idiots. And then I started hearing it at San Jose games and I'm like, wow, we really want to board this moronic train? Okay. Ugh. Yeah, we don't need you. That was, now that's a, to put them all in the penalty box. Yeah, that'd be nice. Make the world a better place. Punch a whooshbag in the face. Dude, that needs to be on a t-shirt, my friend. Just saying. Can we blame Vegas? I feel like we should blame Vegas. And I'm right there with you to a certain respect. Absolutely. Yes, we do not endorse violence or want that. We're not encouraging that in any way. If somebody is wooing and you accidentally trip them, I don't think anybody's going to have a problem with that. But yes, we don't endorse or anything like that. Just saying. It's even less classy to do it with baseball games. Yeah, it's so Bush League. It's so amateur hour. I mean, geez. It's like, you know, it's like to me, it's like being a parent at a t-ball game and you're like bitching about how like an out was called. You know what I mean? It's like, dude, we're all here to have a good time. Stop ruining it for everybody. You know, just shut up. Jeez. Yeah, we don't endorse it. Just saying. We don't shun it either when it's directed at the Wooshbags. So I think that's enough. Don't you? I feel like it. I feel like we did a good job. 20, almost 20 after 10. Not sure when we went live, but I'm sure it was probably about 45 minutes ago, which feels like a good time to say bye. So Again, thank you guys, every one of you, for watching. As always, hit the subscribe button. I think it's right around over here somewhere. Do us a favor. Share it. Tell a buddy. Tell a friend. Subscribe, please. Help us out. We just hit 1,200 the other day. So obviously, we want to get that a little higher. Just a scotch. And follow us on the Twitter, on the Instagram, at TealTownUSA. Everything on the website, TealTownUSA.com. I feel like I just need to get all this out and go. I am AJ underscore strong. Real name and on Twitter. AJ underscore strong on Twitter, on Instagram as well. These are my notes. I got to get out of here. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. This will be on SoundCloud in as soon as Fuck Guy gets home and makes it so. and with that, we got to go. We will see you all, Pucknologists, tomorrow live. I think it's our third live show. Second or third, I can't remember. Might be our fourth, actually. But either way, Pucknologists is live tomorrow night. So enjoy that. Obviously, we would have done tonight if there wouldn't have been a game. But Pucknologists live tomorrow. Montreal, we will see you following Montreal. And then Teal Town USA Day, March 9th at the Tank. Again, if you get out there early, you'll probably see Chris and I at Floodcraft above Whole Foods partaking. I'm sure there's some sort of breakfast stout that will be on tap and available. So we will see you there. All right. Kayla will not be with me. Sorry to break some of your hearts. It happens. But thanks for tuning in. We'll see you tomorrow night with the Pucknologists. Keep it real. Keep it teal. And keep it real teal. We're out of here.
Hey, I'm Brody Brazil. And welcome to Teal Town After Dark.